At the end of the year, millions of Americans turn their thoughts to self-improvement in the form of New Year's resolutions. And after promises to lose weight and get in better shape, one of the most common resolutions heading into the new year is to do a better job of money management. As NPR's Steve Henn reports, a handful of entrepreneurs in the Bay Area believe the time has come for you to turn your finances over to a robot.
I met Mike Shaw in the office of his San Francisco-based startup, Sigfig. Shaw has a dream. He dreams that one day you'll be comfortable turning over your investments to a robot.
A smart robot, yeah.
Now, we're not talking C-3PO here. We're really talking about algorithms. Sigfig has built a website that will manage your portfolio for you automatically. The site searches out the lowest fee funds. It makes sure you invest in a diversified portfolio. It matches the risk of your investments to your age and when you want to retire and your personal financial goals. And then it automatically rebalances your investments to fit that plan over time. In short, according to Shaw, it does pretty much everything a human financial advisor could do.
Unfortunately, humans are expensive. They can be prone to bias, you know, based on how they get paid or how much they get paid.
Many financial advisors get paid more depending on the stocks or investments you buy. Conflicts of interest riddle this industry. And there are other problems with humans.
They don't scale well. So, you know, a person who's trying to manage money for a couple hundred people, you know, they can't look at everyone's account all the time. If you could replace that human with a machine, which has been done in a lot of other industries to great success, you really can build a better, more scalable, lower cost solution.
Sigfig charges a flat fee of $10 a month, not a percentage of the money it manages, or a new fee for each transaction. And Mike Shaw isn't the only entrepreneur pursuing this dream. Betterment and Wealthfront do the same thing. And the tiny little startup, Wallet AI, wants to take it all a step further.
We do measure things that are like cash flows and cash flow positivity.
That is Omar Green. His partner, Boris Fedorov, says when they look at someone's finances, they start with a simple question.
By living the way that you're living, are you adding to your net worth every day or are you subtracting from it? Are you becoming more cash flow positive or less?
Wallet AI is trying to build a product that will monitor each and every one of your transactions. And then they plan to send you text messages if you stray from the virtuous path. So,
in the month of October, a particular user started using Uber instead of taxi cabs.
Now, catching a ride in an Uber town car is nice, but it can cost a fair bit more.
Based on that insight, we were able to determine that they could have saved over $200 if for every Uber trip that they took a cab.
They sent a text message to that user with a heads up.
And it's not that we have any kind of vendetta against Uber.
But the data doesn't lie, and now that Uber addict is using Uber about half as much and saving roughly $100 a month. There's no human financial advisor who would ever have the time to do something like that. But for a well-programmed computer, this kind of tedious work is easy. Now, at this point, I'm beginning to wonder if there's anything a human financial advisor could do that a bot cannot. So I turned to Carl Richards. He wrote the book, The Behavior Gap. It's about why people do stupid things with their money. And Richards is a financial advisor himself.
I think a lot of the services that are popping up are doing an amazing job with all of those things that can fit into an algorithm. The dilemma I have is what's going to happen when somebody wants to do something stupid. And the easy example would be, right, like selling out of the market when the market goes down.
While Richard says a well-programmed robot would certainly advise its clients not to sell in the midst of a financial panic, he believes many panicky people will be sorely tempted in a severe downturn to simply turn those machines off, to shut them down and sell anyway. Still, Richard admits these bots are already lowering the price for fairly sophisticated financial advice. And in the process, they're making it more affordable to the masses. So who knows? Maybe the time's come to embrace the robot age. I mean, what could possibly go wrong?
I think you know what the problem is just as well as I do.
What are you talking about, Hal?
This mission is too important for me to allow you to jeopardize it.
Buy Twitter, Hal.
And I'm afraid that's something I cannot allow to happen.
Please?
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Steve Henn, NPR News, Silicon Valley.
Oh, that voice.